Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
The election is just a few days away, and the question that's got to be posed is, where do we really go from here? The division and polarization in this country is worse than at any time anyone in the boomer generation has ever seen. After the votes were cast in the presidential election of 2000, and the courts had to decide on which chads were hanging and which were not, a significant portion of this country said they would never accept George W. Bush as their president, period. Division, polarization. In 2008, when the first black person to run for president on a major party ticket ran, those who opposed him for his left-wing policies were called racist. Opposed a left-wing black man, it's just because he's black. Oppose a conservative black man, and it's justified as the opposition is based on his political orientation. After Barack Obama won the election, many on the right said they would never accept him as their president. Division, polarization. Donald Trump wins the Electoral College in 2016 to become president of the United States. Not only was there talk about impeaching him before the actual election, but also his inauguration was boycotted by dozens of Democrats who said they would never accept him as their president. After the attempts to impeach him were unsuccessful, the hatred and bile continue to pour out of the left. No nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court ever went through anything close to what Brett Kavanaugh went through during his Senate hearings. It was a vile display of pure hatred and lies, more division and polarization. In November of 2013, Senator Harry Reid led his fellow Democrats to eliminate the 60-vote rule on executive branch nominations and federal judicial appointments, but not for the Supreme Court. This action was termed the nuclear option as an analogy of an extreme action, such as using nuclear weapons as the most extreme option in warfare. Senator Reid was told that his actions might come back to haunt Democrats in the future, and the senator said, in effect, that's the way it is. It was a partisan action. Republicans who controlled the Senate legally held up the Merrick Garland nomination to the Supreme Court. While legal, it was a partisan action. Democrats labeled the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett as an illegitimate act. While it was not illegitimate, the charges by the Democrats were a partisan action. Again, more division and polarization. Now, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is suggesting that if they secure the Senate and White House next week, they may well consider packing the Supreme Court. This, of course, flies in the face of Ruth Bader Ginsburg's desire to not expand and pack the Supreme Court. Ginsburg said the 9-member court has worked well for many, many years. Pelosi says it's been so many years since the 9-member court was put into place, it's time to consider making a change. That, of course, smacks of absolute partisan anger toward Republicans. So regardless of who wins the election next week, there's a definite increase in the division of polarization in this country. The political arena is made up of competing sides that seem to have no desire to work with one another. Nancy Pelosi won't even allow for a compromise on emergency aid for those most impacted by the coronavirus epidemic. Donald Trump did not create the division, as Democrats suggest. The timeline laid out here speaks to that false claim. But the reality is that intransigent division does exist, and no office holder or candidate appears to have any recommendation on how we're going to break down the barrier that's driving us further apart. If a leader does come forward between now and 2024 to bridge the gap and communicate that effectively to the American people, we might have a chance to come together once again. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.